another halacha related to travel, though not related to the traveler himself, and that is the mitzvah of levaya. When someone is traveling, if someone in your house, a guest of yours, or someone at all in your house is setting out to travel, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and accompany this person at the beginning of his trip, see him off on his travels, not merely to say goodbye, but to actually go and accompany him on the beginning of his trip. So Chaim points out, well, first of all, we know the Gemara says, as far as by Egla Rufa, that it says as the Kedim come out, the basin comes out, and they say when they're dealing with the issue of Egla Rufa, which is meant as a kapara for the incident that happened, they say, hands didn't spill this blood, you're not guilty of what occurred in this incident. Now, the Gemara asks the obvious question. Obviously, basin is not comprised of murderers, they're not killing anybody. And the Gemara says that they're making a statement like that we did not send him off, we didn't send him off unaccompanied. And you see from there, it must be that their issue, what they're coming down to correct, is a different issue altogether. But nonetheless, we do see here that the fact you have to say, we didn't murder this person, and the meaning behind that is to send them off properly. You see from here that the lack of sending off someone properly on a certain level is tantamount to murder. Now, it's a bit of an extreme statement, but the Chazal, he meant to say that there are a number of facets why this should be so serious. But there's a concept, first of all, when you send somebody off, the very simple level is a concept. When you send somebody off, you give him a chizuk for the trip, he's not alone, people are caring about him, people want to hear from him, how he's traveling, they call, call when you get this type idea, that we care about you, we're sending you off, we're wishing you well on your trip, the people are rooting for you. That in itself is a chizuk. And that little bit of chizuk can provide someone the necessary support to go ahead when he deals with troubles that come up along the trip. Yeah, he feels in a better emotional state because of the people wishing him well. On top of that, there are things that are perhaps more esoteric. We find it's been shmirah. People go ahead, Klal Yisrael goes ahead and helps each other out. And you show that you care for each other, that creates a level of shmirah for the person who's traveling. This is evidenced by the fact that you see the Gemara says that somebody who is the same Gemara in Saita says that somebody was sent off to Loy Lavoya, somebody travels out and he wasn't accompanied at the beginning of his trip, he should go ahead and be Isaac Petaira on the trip, because by virtue of being Isaac Petaira, he would create the same level of shmirah for himself. Clearly, sending off normally would create that shmirah. If you don't have it, you go ahead and learn Torah on the way. There's an extra imperative to go ahead and learn Torah on the way. That will create less necessary level of shmirah. Chaim Chaim points out that we know that a Chas Arachim is G'dayla Yais and Mekabal Sanya Shechina. We learn from Ravinu that if you have a choice of greeting the Shechina, seeing Chas Baruch face to face, or you have a choice of taking care of your guests, it is more important to go ahead and take care of your guests. And on that, we know that Levaya accompanying is more important than actual Achnasa bringing him into your house. So as far as ranked, it's a pretty serious thing. So now, what exactly does this entail? How much do we have to do? So strictly speaking, letter of the law, the Gemara says, Kamashir Levaya Shadam Chayivah, Harav Talmud, according to Chavetz Chaim here, is coming from the Gemara. It's Harav Talmud, a Rav accompanying his Talmud, his student, he has to see him off Adi Burr Shalir until it's from the limits of the city. One person to another, Ad Chum Shabbos, till 2,000 Amos beyond the limits of the city. The Talmud is seeing off his Rebbe, Ad Parsha. A Parsha is 4 mil, but again, roughly 4 kilometers beyond the limits of the city. That's a little bit something which obviously we're not really, beyond our concepts of sending somebody off. It means if you're seeing your friend off, a guy tells you, I'm headed to New York today. You say, oh, you're going to New York? I'll help you out here. I'll take you along till a trip. You'd have to take your friend past the Champlain Bridge every single time you hear a guy's going to New York, which is a bit extreme. Perhaps in Europe, other cases, it was easier. There were small little towns. Maybe it was easier. But the Chavetz Chaim himself points out that we don't see anybody going ahead and going to such a level. He says the bare minimum of halacha is 4 amos. At the very least, see him off 4 amos onto his trip out the front door. That's the bare minimum. But what happens to the Shir of the Gemara? Why do we disregard the Shir of the Gemara? The Chavetz Chaim says, based on a Sman Chajim Mishra, there are two Chajbanis. The first Chajban is that the person traveling, we assume, is Michael Yu. He doesn't want you sitting in his car to Champlain Bridge. He doesn't want the whole bother. If you're happy, you say goodbye, wish him well, and that's it. He's more than happy for that. And the average Stam Das is that a person is Michael, and therefore he could be Michael. Second note he says is that one of the primary reasons why you have to see a guy off is to guide him on his trip. He should know where to go. So if you have advice how to send him off properly, you'll tell him where to go and where not to go. Today's streets are far, he says in his times, are far better, the signage was much better than it had been in previous generations. Much harder to get lost, still possible, but it was more difficult to get lost, it's easier to find your way. And that being the case, the imperative wasn't as strong as it was in earlier days. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's clear that you can't be Meichel and Iker Halacha. Even the person who's being sent off cannot be Meichel and Iker Halacha, because the Gemara says, Kala melave, ene melave umislave, eschai v'nafshai. If a person doesn't send someone off, or if a person refuses to be sent off, he's eschai v'nafshai. So how could you be Meichel? He asks on this reason. So he says, it's clear that these two reasons, be it Mechila or the better signage, is only enough that one should go revert to the bare minimum of 4 amos. But to totally mivatel the mitzvah one cannot do. So you do have to, if you're at home and someone's leaving your house, you see someone leaving, you have to accompany him at the very least 4 amos. That is a chiv al pi halacha, he says. You cannot go, even if it's a clear mechila, one cannot go less than that specific shear. One would have to see off somebody at least that shear of 4 amos. And other things one cannot rely upon. However, one side point worth taking out of here, sometimes you're not around when a guy's going off. And sometimes it's hard to send a guy off. These aren't so practical in every single scenario. But one very, very practical point, although a little less practical in the world of GPS and Waze and these type of things, Chof Chaim does say that the primary point, he repeats a few times, the primary point is to help out with his trip, that he should have a safe trip along the way, to guide him along the way. He says, if you could provide somebody with directions, just giving him directions how to get from here to there safely, any tips you have how to travel safely, that is the Iker, he calls it the Iker Mitzvah of Levaya. So if you know if a guy's leading you not by his house, but you could tell him, help him out with directions, even lending a guy a GPS, something like that, or if you have any inside information on where to avoid, what not to avoid, and helping him getting there in a more expeditious manner, in a safer manner, maybe in a cheaper manner, something better like that to help him along the way, that in itself is the Iker Mitzvah of Levaya, and certainly will be relevant nowadays quite a lot.